News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
The focus turns from the Lolo Peak Fire to the Rice Ridge Fire, with hundreds evacuated near Seeley Lake. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning, Tuesday, August 29, 2017. Sky is smoky. It's 61 degrees again. An air quality alert. Seeley Lake, hazardous right now. Moderate in Frenchtown. It is unhealthy in Hamilton, Lincoln, and Lolo. And in Missoula, it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, according to the Department of Environmental Quality. Our newscast this morning is sponsored by First Montana Bank, your home for free centennial checking, unlimited cash back whenever you use your debit card. Hundreds of residences in western Montana have been evacuated because of a wildfire. Missoula County Sheriff's Office ordered the evacuations Monday evening in the Seeley Lake area. The Red Cross has reopened a shelter here in Missoula. Authorities also closed Seeley Lake to recreation because it was being used by helicopters for water drops on the fire. The fire in the Lolo National Forest has been burning since July 24th. When it was started by lightning, it's burned about 28,000 acres. In addition to the evacuations, classes at Seeley Swan High School have been canceled for at least today due to evacuation orders. The district will follow up with more information for students and families regarding alternate locations for school or reopening the school, pending directions from the sheriff's office. A false call to 911 is responsible for a rapid law enforcement response to downtown Missoula in the vicinity of the Russell Smith Federal Courthouse yesterday. Lieutenant Bob Boucher with the Missoula Police Department said the call came into 911 just before 8:30 in the morning.
The Missoula Police Department got a call from an individual stating that he had hostages, that he had shot one of the individuals and demanded $20,000. Officers from the Missoula Police Department, Missoula County Sheriff's Department, and the FBI responded. Upon doing some investigation and confirming some information, we were able to determine that it was a false call.
Boucher said such calls can pose a genuine danger to the public. KGVO contacted the Missoula County Attorney's Office, and a representative there said at a minimum, whoever staged that call could be charged with a false report. No one was injured. A 30-year-old Western Montana man is in the Missoula County Jail on felony charges of incest, endangering the welfare of a child, and two misdemeanor charges of partner or family member assault. Deputy Missoula County Attorney Mac Bloom asked for $100,000 bail from Judge Landy Holloway.
It's alleged in the complaint that the victim is a 9-year-old girl and the defendant is her father. There were several physical assaults reported, including strangulations and pushing the victim into a bed, giving her a bloody nose. The victim reports being sent to her room and not allowed to come out and forced to urinate in her bedroom.
Bloom asked for restrictions on the defendant should he be released on bond.
I would ask, as far as conditions go, that the defendant not be allowed to have contact with the victim unless permitted by Child and Family Services, that he be tested for drugs and alcohol, no contact with children under 18, no contact with the witnesses in this case, no weapons, and other standard conditions.
The defendant, who will remain unidentified in order to protect the identity of the victim, told authorities that the female victim had lived with him for about 3 years, and he vehemently denied the charges against him. Judge Holloway set bail at $100,000 and ordered the defendant's next court appearance to be on September 12th. Over the weekend, the total tab for fighting the Lolo Peak Fire crossed the $30 million mark, likely earned a place in the Montana history books. According to Fire Information Officer Mike Cole, it was at the Roaring Lion Fire and the Lolo Complex Fire before that. This one is expected to be the most expensive.
We're sitting about $32 million, so this may be... If not the one of the most expensive fires in the state of Montana ever. When you have this many homes that you're trying to deal with in an area of fire this large, your costs go way up. A lot of it's because of aircraft use.
Now, the really bad news this week is that the weather appears to be working in the fire's favor.
Everything's lining up to be a very active burning day throughout this area around Missoula for these fires. For instance, we're probably going to see relative humidity below 10% for the first time since we've been here, since July 15th. We have a measurement that we look at to determine what the instability of the air is over the fire, and that's called the Haynes Index. It goes from an index of level of 1 to 6. Today is a 6.
Cole says a high Haynes Index is kind of having a dampener open on a chimney, allowing the fire to grow in intensity. The fire has a massive perimeter now of over 100 miles. Cole says crews have done structure assessments on more than 1,000 homes threatened by the blaze. The fire's proximity to homes is the main driver of the high cost. School's in session this week, but the playgrounds may be empty because of smoke. Department of Environmental Quality Air Quality Meteorologist Kristen Martin explains.
We've got a ridge of high pressure over us now, so we've got really stable conditions that are going to persist through at least Wednesday, where the smoke is really going to settle down near the surface, and we're going to have pretty widespread unhealthy air quality with worse impacts right near those active fires. In general, the morning is the worst, but under these stable conditions, we're really not seeing much improvement each afternoon.
Smoke from the local fires isn't the only thing to worry about, she said.
We're starting to see some more smoke come in from the Pacific Northwest, especially the high fire activity going on in Oregon right now. So we're not only dealing with a lot of smoke from our fires right here in Montana, but also we're getting more smoke mixed in with that from other states. So we're impacting kind of the whole west central Montana, and we're sending smoke plumes out into eastern Montana now too.
The high pressure system will likely break up on Thursday. However, when it does, it'll likely bring strong winds that could fan the flames. Around 60 Montana Air National Guard units were expected to prepare for work on the Lolo Peak fire near Missoula today, but changing conditions on the fire led to a change in plans. National Guard Captain and Public Affairs Officer Ryan Finnegan explains.
Earlier this month, we sent out National Guard soldiers to the Lolo Peak fire to staff 35 security checkpoints around the fire. A few days ago, we were planning to send out some Air Guard personnel to replace those soldiers as they reach the end of their 15-day mobilization. However, operations on the Lolo Peak fire are changing, and at this point, the security mission is only 4 checkpoints.
According to Finnegan, the checkpoints will soon be managed by local officials.
Those 4 checkpoints are going to be managed by civilian security with a scheduled handoff from the military to the civilians on Thursday, August 31st. There's always a chance that, they'll request our helicopters as needed. Montana National Guard is ready to respond to any request for support. So, of course, if we do get a request back at Lolo Peak, we'll go back as needed.
Finnegan said that as of Monday, 152 National Guardsmen were helping with the fires across the state, including initial attack response on fires in the Helena, Phillipsburg, and Missoula areas. And an eastern Montana man awaiting sentencing for killing a woman in December tried to escape from the Valley County Jail in Glasgow. Sheriff Vern Berkeley told the Billings Gazette that Jay Witkowski and another inmate overpowered an officer late Thursday, took his keys, and tried to get outside. The attempt was unsuccessful. Berkeley said the two inmates were charged Friday with attempted escape, aggravated kidnapping, and intimidation. They're being held in solitary confinement. Our News Talk time, 6:13.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Smoky sunshine today with our high temperatures in the mid to low 90s. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will be possible during the afternoon and will keep the unsettled weather in the forecast through Wednesday, turning a bit cooler with highs in the mid 80s by the end of the week. A meteorologist, Brooke Foster, KECI 13.